Police in New South Wales believe they've arrested the kingpin in a network that's been sending Australians to fight alongside terrorist organisations in Syria. The federal police have charged the 39-year-old from Western Sydney with facilitating the travel of six men to the front lines. One of those six, a 23-year-old, also from Western Sydney, has been arrested and stopped from leaving the country. A four-month joint operation between the Australian Federal Police and the New South Wales Police brought the arrests about. Martin Cudahy reports.
A dent in the network. That's how the Australian Federal Police are framing the arrests of two Sydney men.
We allege that one of the men is responsible for organising travel, arranging overseas contacts and facilitating travel into Syria for Australian citizens to fight on the front line. Initially with Jabhat al-Nusra, and then over time with other al-Qaeda-affiliated groups fighting in Syria.
Jabhat al-Nusra is a relatively new terrorist organisation. It announced its formation in January last year. In June this year, Australia named it a designated terrorist organisation. Jabhat al-Nusra fights alongside the Syrian rebels. AFP Assistant Commissioner Peter Drennan again.
Travelling offshore to be involved in armed conflicts and facilitating travel by others to be involved in these armed conflicts are criminal offences. The law in this area is quite clear.
The other arrest is that of a 23-year-old man from Sydney's western suburbs. Both men have been charged under the Foreign Incursion and Recruitment Act of 1978. It's the first time any charges have been laid under this legislation with regards to the Syrian conflict. The New South Wales Deputy Police Commissioner, Catherine Byrne, says the arrests are a breakthrough and a major player has been stopped.
The critical aspect of this investigation is that we have identified who we believe is the principal person involved in the facilitation network of sending people over to Syria to engage in conflict. And that has taken some months to identify. And I think that will have put a significant dent into this particular network that is operating.
The AFP believes as many as 200 Australians are in Syria, and about half of those are actively fighting. During question time in the Senate today, Australia's Attorney General, George Brandis, told Parliament the number of Australians fighting in Syria is unprecedented.
Of concern to the government is not only the engagement by those persons in politically motivated violence, but evidence that Australians travelling to Syria to participate in that conflict are radicalised or further radicalised by violent jihadist ideology. The return of such radicalised persons to Australia with the capabilities acquired through fighting or training with extremist groups is of serious concern to the national security agencies.
Clive Williams is an adjunct professor from the Centre for Policing, Intelligence and Counter-Terrorism at the Australian National University. He says these arrests may not disrupt the flow of Australians heading to Syria.
It depends on how many other people are engaged. I mean, it's a bit like the people smuggling situation from Indonesia. You know, you take out one person and because it's lucrative in that case, there's always somebody ready to step up. In this case, there's probably other people who are ideologically committed that would be able to replace that person. But I don't think at this stage it's very clear how many facilitators there might be in Australia. And it's easy enough to self-facilitate anyway, because if you travel to Lebanon, and particularly from northern Lebanon, it's very easy to get facilitated into Syria. And as you know, there are probably something like 400 Australians actually in Syria at the moment working either humanitarian activities or engaged in the conflict.
Clive Williams from the Australian National University, ending that report by Martin Cudahy.